The football season is in full swing. And the number of catastrophic head injuries suffered by high school players is alarming parents, coaches, and doctors. A Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences study shows one of every 150,000 high school football players suffers a serious head injury.
I remember getting my senses back in the hospital, and I was just like, man, another one.
Amos Washington decided to end his high school career 3 years ago after suffering a third concussion playing running back for La Crosse Aquinas High School. The risk of permanent brain damage in case of a fourth concussion was too great. There may be several reasons why younger players are at greater risk. The American Journal of Sports Medicine says the brain or skull of the high school player may not be fully developed and thus at greater risk. Advances in helmet technology have made the game much safer than, say, it was in the 1950s. But even the newest and safest helmets leave some room for improvement. That's according to Sheldon Wagner of Gunderson Lutheran Sports Medicine in La Crosse.
We've done some research on the helmets locally here in the La Crosse area and found that they're the impact of wearing one of the so-called concussion helmets is not what we had hoped. Certainly there's an advantage to wearing a new helmet, and the design improvements are certainly welcome, but the end result is not significant.
Advances in diagnosing serious head injuries have also come a long way. Doctors no longer diagnose a concussion only when a player blacks out. But as Gunderson Lutheran Scott Escher notes, the more doctors learn, the more they realize they don't know.
Well, it used to be we had like a little formula. If you had a loss of consciousness at such a grade or a degree of concussion, if you had amnesia for so long, you'd have another grade. And then we'd hold them out for a certain length of time. But we found out that sometimes loss of consciousness isn't always a good predictor of what kind of problems they'll have after a concussion. So, you know, we used to think that, like I said, loss of consciousness was a predictor for a worse concussion than some of the ones where they didn't lose consciousness, but we found out that sometimes kids have more problems or athletes have more problems when they don't have that.
Based on his experience, Amos Washington, now a college sophomore, agrees.
You kind of just, like, don't know what's going on, and I don't know, like, you want to play more. Like, you don't understand why they took you out, and you're like, I'm fine. Because, like, your body doesn't hurt at all, I guess. So you're just like, I still want to play.
Escher says he would like to see neuropsych tests done on players before the season starts, so those results can be compared to tests done after an injury to gauge severity. But he concedes the tests are too expensive to be practical anytime soon. Until then, doctors say any high school football player who suffered a concussion should be fully recovered from their symptoms before playing again. You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Terry Bell.